Hey Lionesses, this is your host Danette Wallace, on air talent of Wake to Worship on GV Hot 97. Our title today is Still Waters Run Deep. Oh, it's a good one today. Let's worship. Wow, every yoke is destroyed. Every chain has been broken. Lionesses, thank you for tuning in. I know things have been kind of hard, because if you've been going through anything like what I've been going through, you have definitely been taken to some deep, deep, deep places. And so as I begin to look at how easily I could go there, I begin to hear a few things. I begin to hear how deep is your love? How deep is your love for me? Then I begin to hear there's layers to the deep. There's layers in the deep. And then, I begin to hear, still waters run deep. And so I said, Lord, well, still waters run deep. And it actually is a proverb. And it says, a quiet or placid manner may conceal a more passionate nature. Let me say that again. A quiet or placid manner may conceal a more passionate nature. So, as the week progresses, I get a friend of mine that's saying to me, you know, that's why I don't date. He said, you don't know what you're getting anyway. He said, when you first meet a woman, she's all cut out, beautiful, you know, talking good, looking good. And then once you get to know her, she changes. So I don't even bother. And for a second, I had to agree with him, because I remember in my days being asked on a date and I gotta go get the hair did. If not, I'm buying the perfect wig, the makeup, the earrings, the the clothes, the shoes, get the nails did, the eyebrows arched, come on, lashes, everything. Because I wanted to make a good impression. But what he never got to see is what's up under all of that. And to be honest with you, I didn't want him to see what was all up under that. Because either I didn't like what was all up under that, and I'm just speaking for me, ladies, so I'm not judging. But these are my realities and the wilderness experience. I was lost. I didn't know what my face, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what my face looked like because I was so busy painting it. And I didn't even know what my real hair was doing because I was so busy covering it. Weave, glue, caps. Started making my own, and I relished those things. I would not go out the house. Y'all not listening. I would not go out of my house if my hair wasn't right. Couldn't wear a certain type of shoes if my nails weren't right. Didn't want to shake nobody's hand or floss for no pictures if my nails weren't right. And I became really shallow. I know y'all know what shallow means, but just in case you don't. Because see, I don't want nobody to think that I just be up here just saying stuff. I mean, we ain't rolling like that. Shallow. Definition of shallow. Am I saying that right, y'all? I probably ain't, but... All right, definition of shallow, come on, of little depth. Who knew? Oh, man, an area of the sea, a lake, or a river where the water is not very deep. Shallow, an area of the sea, a lake, or a river where the water is not very deep. So you just on the surface. We ain't going no deeper than the surface. I can fix this up. You know, think about it. When a house is getting a little wear and tear, they don't go break down the foundation. They don't break down the foundation. They just repaint it. Give it a facelift. Just on the exterior. Make it look nice. Going back to the house analogy, that's how people end up buying houses that need a lot of work because they fix the exterior. They never get what's in the house, what's in the structure. And you get fooled by the look, just the looks. So be careful not to be a shallow. Don't hang out in the shallow end. Don't be just on the surface living life. Still waters run deep. Still waters run deep. Whew.
against the key. No one can, no one will. Oh, oh, victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to him. Oh,
we're back. You just heard, don't be shallow. Don't be shallow. The question is, how deep is your love? How deep is your love? I think the answer to that is, it depends on what you're talking about. Some people have a deeper love for their kids, their family. Some people have a deep love for their career, their accomplishments. Some people have a deep love for material things, the things that they've acquired over time. But how deep is your love for God? Are you in presentation mode or are you in preservation mode? Let me ask that one again. Are you in presentation mode? Okay, I see you, Savage. Or are you in preservation mode? Presentation mode. Let me just break that down. Presentation mode. You just want to make a good impression. No matter what the foundation is looking like, you just kind of want to give it a paint over and make sure it looks good from the outside. But in some circumstances, when you're in presentation mode, you're hiding from some sort of a reality. Good or bad, good or bad. You're in presentation mode. The scripture, 2 Corinthians 9, says, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man. And for presentation, eyes have not seen nor ear heard. That is a presentation. But what you show people, they don't remember anyway, because it has no substance. It has no depth. So who you are pretending to be really doesn't even matter. It's so shallow, it doesn't even stick on someone's brain. Have you ever met someone and they tell you their name and then you get not even 5 feet away and you already forgot their name? There was no depth. No depth. Presentation. Make a good impression. Or are you in preservation mode with your love for Christ? Are you protecting that relationship? I had a sister say, we're to protect the heart of God. Those things that God loves, we should be loving those things. Those things that God hates, we should be hating those things. Are we preserving His will for us in our lives? Are we keeping from harm and protecting the Holy Spirit that dwells in us? Presentation, preservation. Even if you look at that from a physical relationship, if you're in a relationship, are you in presentation mode? Are you just making it look good for the sake of, just so it can look like we're happy? But then when you get behind closed doors, everything, all hell breaks loose. You're arguing, you're bickering. You used to be able to contain it where it was not in the household around the kids, but now who cares? I'm gonna say what I feel. I don't care if they know. And you get taken to a deep, deep, deep place. Now that deep, deep, deep place can be good, or that deep, deep place can be bad. You've heard what the devil meant for bad. God turned it around for your good. But when you want to drown something, when you want to kill something, when you want to crush the spirit of something, you take them down in the depths of the dark. And leave them. Every ounce of life gets stripping away in the darkness. Every ounce of joy gets stricken away in the darkness, because now when you don't see light, you don't have hope. No hope. How deep is your love? How deep is your hurt? There's layers in the deep. Layers in the deep when we return. Thank you, Lord. We're back, Lioness. Still waters run deep. This is Micah Stampley, Another Place. Stay connected as we go in, listen, and come back.
Another dimension, oh God, by your spirit and by your glory. Oh, we want to experience you in a whole new way. Take us to new realms in your glory. Another place.
Take us to another place. We're in another place. This is Danette Wallace. We are back, lionesses. Layers to the deep. There's layers to the deep. Layers to the deep. Are you sinking? Or are you floating? Layers to the deep. Are you sinking? Or are you floating? So let's look at this, okay? I looked at the definition of layer. It says a sheet, quantity, or thickness of material, typically one of several, covering a surface or body. Things happen over time, and eventually we develop these layers. And you can either build these layers on top of the surface or under the surface. And why I say that is because there's a callus and there's a corn. Okay, I know, because, you know, I remember them days watching my parent get rid of corn. So one is on top of the surface. A callus is a buildup layer after layer after layer, which genuinely starts on top of the skin. But then a corn is under the skin, and you just kind of have to let it get to the point where you can't take it nowhere no more and cut it off or have it lanced. Now, if you are the type to go through something, experience something traumatically and push it down, and then you add another layer, and then something happens to you and it causes you to cover that and push it down, and then another layer begins until finally there's so many layers that go deep, 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 deep in your heart. And in order to find out the real you, they kind of gotta dig, and we kind of gotta go scuba diving and have a protective gear and everything. But that is not... that is not saying that you are good or bad. What that's saying is, hey, I've been through something. I've experienced something that either hurt me or helped me grow. Either way, it is a piece of who you are. And it is nothing that you can get rid of. So instead of oppressing it, pushing it down till it gets real deep, deep, deep and dark and becomes something that lurks in the darkness and waiting for you to get the first little dose of light so it can come up and destroy that. Or are you pushing it up to the exterior, giving it to God? Are you sinking or are you floating? Second Corinthians 10, but God has revealed them to us through his Spirit, which shows you that there are layers through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. Here's the thing with layers, somebody. Here is the thing with layers. It doesn't matter how you try to cover God sees through. He sees through all of that through His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things. Yes, the deep things of God. Because God cares about you as a being. You are His creation. You are His child. You are a child of God. And as a parent, as a child, when you're raising a child, you strive to know everything about that child. What they eat, what they don't like, what's their favorite color. So every layer of that child guides them in you. There's layers to the deep. Just remember, there's also layers from the deep. So as you begin to release things, this is how you float, lionesses. I see you, savage. I know you like your dark den. I know you like your darkness. You like your privacy, savage. I know you like the fact that nobody knows your business. I get it. But those dark layers that you have begun to collect, those dark layers that you have begun to collect, eventually will be the same thing that comes back and holds you bondage in the depths of the deep, in the darkness. They will not let you go. Know how that water, when you get yay deep, okay, this happened to me. I was in swimming lessons at the Y, and I dived in deep, and my instructor told me, just get down, you know, relax, come back up. And when I got to the depth of that pool, the water pressure was so strong that it was holding me in place. That is the same thing that those layers will do to you in the deep, deep darkness. Just when you think you want to go back up, that pressure on you is so strong that it will not let you float. You can see the sunlight on the surface of the water, but you can't reach it. Layers to the deep, but there are layers from the deep. Give it to God. I can't tell you what it is, but while you're in this wilderness experience, find your peace. Calm the raging seas. Ask God to settle the storms. Still waters run deep when we return.
desire of your heart.
Welcome back, lionesses. Still waters run deep. Oh yeah, we're about to go in, but how deep is your relationship with God? Have you ever seen His face? Still waters run deep.
Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory. And I want to live in the secret place. Show me your face. Oh, oh,
oh. I'm not satisfied with where I've been. Though I've cried out before, still I want more. I want to see your
that Show Me Your Face, William McDowell. Still waters run deep, lionesses. Still waters run deep. It's about to get deep. So I'm putting on my little glasses right now. Still waters run deep. What does that mean? You ever heard the saying that it's the quiet ones you gotta watch out for? It's the ones that don't just react real quick that you really gotta watch. There is a reason for that. Because the darker the depths that you have reached, the less light you obtain. The darker, the deeper the depths you start to reach, the harder it is to see the light. Did you know, and this is just me looking on Wikipedia, did you know that the sunlight will only reach a certain depth of the ocean? After that, it cannot penetrate the darkness, and it does not force its way through. Still waters run deep. A quiet person may be very profound. They may not say much, but boy, when they open their mouth, man, when they open their mouth, the wisdom that comes out. Still waters run deep. Which are you? Are you the one that is being held down by the pressures of the deep. Because if you look at the scripture, it gets deep. The levels that you can go to through the Spirit, they're promises from God that are beautiful. Let's look at 2 Corinthians 2:11, and just listen to how deep. Listen for the depth of the scripture. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Ooh. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Layers. Steel waters run deep. This is the depths of God. 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Depth, another layer. Another layer. We might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. Another layer. 13, these things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. We shall speak and compare spiritual things to spiritual. Another layer, another level. 14, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. We're coming a little bit more to the surface now. The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit, shallow, for they are foolishness to him, shallow, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Shallow. 15 says, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet himself is rightly judged by no one. Now we have elevated from the depths. Hallelujah. And we are in the heavens. But he who is spiritually judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. Non-Christians cannot understand those things of God, especially if they are still shallow with, or on surface level with the things of God. You have to go to some depths to clearly understand those things that God requires of us. Still waters run deep. Don't look for everybody who's talking on the surface. But when you sit down to have a conversation, you never go to deeper levels. I'm going to take this one step further. I was having a conversation with my friend, and we were talking about relationships and how nowadays everybody's Netflixing and chilling. I know I'm probably behind on that terminology, But to sit and have a conversation with someone, it was a struggle. And then we talked about, well, what if you're in a relationship where the only time you have an encounter is in someone's bedroom? You have no depth. You have no layer. Have you shared moments in the kitchen? Have you had a situation happen where you had to come together out of fear or out of joy and celebration? You have no depth in that relationship. If you haven't, if you've been with someone for 1 or 2 years and the only time you see them is after midnight, you have no depth, unless that's their work schedule. I don't want to upset anybody working and doing what they have to do, but 9 times out of 10, there's no quality time being spent. So in your wilderness experience, when are you finding time to sit beside the still waters? When are you finding time to just stretch your head over the pond and look and see that reflection of that beautiful creation that God created? But understand that under that surface, there's a whole lot more to you than what you see in the reflection. When do you look and want to understand or have a deeper level of understanding of what is beyond the surface with your relationship with God? I'm done just punching a clock. I'm done just going to church to make my mama happy. I'm done just going to church because I feel bad when I don't. It might be something there. God may be trying to tell you something. He may be trying to tell you something. But if you're not looking in the depths, if you're not expecting to go deeper in the Lord, then a deeper understanding will never, you'll never understand it. What is your goal? Still waters run deep. Still waters run deep.
Oh.
Thank you for listening, lionesses. While you're in your wilderness experience, just understand that you're going to come out with some bumps. You're going to come out with some bruises and maybe even some scars. But God has you in the wilderness for a reason. Maybe it's just to look to Him. Maybe it's just to cry out to Him. Maybe it is just to follow Him. Maybe it's because you're wandering. So I urge you, lionesses, I urge you to find that time to sit beside the still waters and look over and look through the reflection and see God. See what God thinks of you, how He sees you. Find your beauty in that reflection. The wilderness experience is there to make you stronger. Danette Wallace, Wake to Worship on air host for GV Hot 97. Please check out our other episodes here on Danette M. Wallace. You can also catch Wake to Worship on GV Hot 97, anchor.fm/GV-hot-97. Catch Wake to Worship. Again, thank you, lionesses, for tuning in. God bless you. God bless everyone. Thank you for the opportunity to share.